You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020.
My name is Anna Schneider. I'm in the third form at St. Andrews, and today is Saturday, January 18th, 2020. Today, I'm listening to Donna's story. Donna, please state your full name.
Bogdana Bula. That's my full name.
Okay, where is home for you?
Ukraine, Kiev. That's so
fun. What was it like for you as a new junior at St. Andrews, and how was it adjusting to the community?
It was tough. Well, coming as a new junior, you're coming into a community and like that is already formed. Everyone has their friends. Everyone's known each other for 2 years. And so it's hard because you don't know anyone. And like, especially for someone who's international, my parents live 13 hours away on a plane, 7 hour time difference. And it's also a new country. So I'm leaving all of my friends behind. I'm leaving the schools that I knew. I'm leaving my parents, like, and you're like kind of thrown into this community of people that live together who are strangers to you. Like, you don't know who these are. Like, what if they're all murderers? Like, I'm not saying people are murderers here, but like, what if they were? And it takes time to adjust. I think once you adjust, it's great and it's wonderful and people are so genuinely kind and nice here. Or my friends are. Like, I think my friends are amazing. Am I allowed to shut people out? I love Ava, who is my roommate. I am so grateful for her because she was like, well, my roommate. And so we kind of went through this process together. And I don't know what it would be like without having someone else who was going through the same thing. Also was her. She's going to talk about this in hers, but she lived in Holland. And she's very passionate about it. So it's like, she's kind of international too, in that sense that she was moving from a different country. Mm-hmm. But once like I connected with her and I found like Steph and Lily and Karen, I think having your people is what basically makes you adjust to a new environment, and they really helped me with my adjustment. And so once that happened, it was good. Before that happened, it was bad. I cried a lot. And I'm not a crier at all. I don't know if I'm supposed to be sharing this much, but I, like, cried every week. At first, I, like, cried every, like, 2-3 days. Like, it was really tough. Every time I would call my parents, I'd, like, cry for an hour. And I called them every weekend. So, yeah. I think I'm also, it's just, like, specific to me. I'm not a very open person. Like, I don't trust people easily. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe that they're good. Like, I believe in goodness of people, but I don't necessarily believe in, like, opening up to people because I don't know how they're going to react. Like, I don't know what they're going to, like, what if they're, like, you're stupid? Like, no one wants to hear that. Yeah. So it takes time for me to, like, trust a person and, like, actually open up fully. And you didn't really have that much time as a new junior, so. But overall, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. What made you choose to come to a school in a completely different country?
Well, higher education in Ukraine, which is where I'm from, is, like, schools, I think the actual, like, school system, like, high school and middle school and primary school, that's all great. I really like it when it comes to, like, math and science. I think it's really good. But for universities, they're still using the program from, like, 30 years ago. Like, my parents graduated, and I think my dad came back to, like, sit on a lecture, and it was, like, all the same things taught the same way. And it's been so long. Like, they have 3 children. So I really wanted to go to an American university, and, like, why specific? And so I went to boarding school here also. But why specifically St. Andrews was because I like the people. I really like my tour guide. Crystal was my tour guide. We actually made a video about this last year. They showed it during a school meeting. It's very embarrassing. Yeah. I really like the tour guide. I thought it was very nice. So I was like, okay.
Have you given any tours since you've been here?
No. I shadowed a tour, I think. No. Well, I'm in the Cardinal Society. But they schedule my tours where when I either have a class or when I was taking the SAT. Like, they've scheduled me twice in the 2 years that I've been here, and neither of those worked, so.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Like, I also, I don't mind. I, like, I'm scared. I don't remember what I need to do.
Yeah, I always wanted to give tours, but I was scared that I'd mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much responsibility with that. Like, it's like, what if they're like, I don't like you, so I'm not going to come here.
Yeah, my tour guides meant so much to me. Like, they honestly made me want to come here just like you.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite spot on campus?
Would it be sad if I said my bed?
No, not at all.
I like my alone time. I need it. Yeah. I wasn't here since ninth grade, so it's not. I know a life that is not this, and there are some very good parts to it. And I think, yeah. I also really like the dining hall. I don't know. Am I supposed to say, like, cool things? Mm-hmm. I really like the dining hall. Because, like, there are already always so many people there, and so you can, like, make friends with people.
Yeah.
And eat also. Very important. A lot of people, I think, are going to say the front lawn, but, like, oh, there's one place that I don't know if many people know about. There's a swing behind Miss Pressman's house.
Yes.
That's behind Pell. And it's very nice. Me and Lily go there when it's warm. And it makes me very happy. I really like it.
Yeah, I really like when campus is warm. Like, what's the best thing you've done outside on campus when it was, like, warm out or cold?
I think any adventures that I go on with my friends, like, I think those are very fun. Mm-hmm. There was one time, it wasn't exactly on campus. Me and Karen, we biked to West Town? Is it West Town? And we were first going to just get ice cream from this place that I've never been. And then we did, and then it was so close to the movies. And so we biked to the movies. And that it's like 10 minutes in a car? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. How long is it in a car? But it was, like, a good hour of biking, and I almost died. We still talk about it.
Oh, my goodness.
I, like, yeah, there was one point where I, like, couldn't, it was very hot that day, where I couldn't bike anymore. And so I, like, got off my bike and was hiding in the shade of a car because I was, like, am I going to faint?
Oh, no.
But she didn't hear me when I was, like, screaming to her, hey, I'm going to stop. So she's biking forward and does not see me stop. She was very concerned. Anyway.
Oh, no.
I think, like, those were some of the best memories outside. Mm-hmm. There's some that I cannot share. I'm sorry. I would get expelled. It's actually not that bad. Me and Lily were very hungry, and it was, like, Saturday night, and they changed the check-in time from, usually it's, like, 11 or something, to 10, and we had no idea. And we ordered DoorDash, which is very illegal, don't tell anyone. And it was, like, our first time ordering. It was very late. And we, like, spent a good 40 minutes outside waiting for it. And it was freezing cold. And it was, like, 10:20 by the time we got it. And we went to eat it in the library. And then we came back. And I was, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know. Because Sierra texted us, and she was, like, so, good luck. Like, you're way past. We're like 40 minutes late.
Oh,
and
no.
They were like, oh, I thought you were on dorm. And I was like, oh, well, yeah. And then that was like very fun. I really like that memory.
Do you have any fun memories like that? Like other ones?
I really like last year we went, it's very illegal. This is like completely, we can totally include this. We went on like a hike, I guess, but it was more just like walking and talking with, it was, I think, me, Amelia, who was also my roommate last year, Ava, Camille, Aaliyah, and it was just very fun, like, talking to each other in a new environment, I think. Yeah, I mean, that's the cool.
Yeah, walking, like, in the woods is one of my favorite things to do. So fun. The campus is so pretty.
It is. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. How has St. Andrews helped shape who you are today?
I think it shaped me a lot. I think I was a very different person. Actually, was I a different person? I'm so sorry. Can I?
Yeah.
ASMR. ASMR break.
That's nice.
Look at Nicholas. I'm thinking.
Yes.
ASMR from me and Anna. Well,
not
Anna, please,
banana.
You know, add something.
ASMR.
That was so good.
That was so good.
I'm so glad you did that. Well, first of all, it exposed me to so many more, like, new and diverse people today. Because living in Ukraine, it's not a very diverse space. Everyone is, they look the same. They not necessarily think the same, but, like, it's similar. You hate Russia. You hate our politicians. You think the laws are stupid. Well, because they are, like, genuinely, like, they're really bad. They're, like, tailored to politicians. They steal from us all the time. Anyway, so aside from this being a very diverse community that I haven't had before, I think the people here also shaped me. And just the culture in general. Like, this is a very, like, everyone helps each other. And it's, like, it's expected that you come for help. That's not something that I've seen before. And, like, at none of my schools have we talked so much about work. Like, you bond over your classes. You bond over your homework. And that is such a strange concept to me because I've never had that before.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to so many new people because they're like, so, like, what are you doing for this, like, essay? Or what are you doing, like, for this test? And you're like, oh, I'm doing this. What are you doing? And then if you have a question and you're confused, you, like, come to people in your class that you might have never talked to and be like, so, help me now. And they're like, okay, yeah, of course. And I think that is something that, like, asking for help, still struggle with it. I still do. But it's definitely, like, changed now that I'm here. Oh, this will be absolutely unrelatable to anybody other than, like, me. Because I went to a school that was small as in St. Andrews.
Yeah.
gasp. Yeah. And so there's just more pressure when it's less people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, you have less choices for friends and, like, your groups are smaller and more limited. And here, it's, like, it's more people for me, so I personally feel less pressure to be perfect, which, like, would be complete. I feel like most people feel the exact opposite of that because it's, like, St. Andrews and you're supposed to be so, like, kind and open. But for me, it's the exact opposite. I'm like, I've been, like, I don't know. I never felt that way. Like, I never felt like, oh, I should be nicer or, like, I should be better. Like, I don't know. Is that bad?
No, it's not
bad. I don't know. So I think, like, that acceptance of myself, the way that I am, and, like, not really being so scared of, like, offending anyone anymore. Like, I'm telling you, it's, like, ridiculous. I used to be more scared of offending someone at my previous school than, like, I am here. And you, like, know about the community here, and people get offended so easily. Mm-hmm. And I don't care, like, it's, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think I'm offending anyone. So maybe that's why. I don't know. Yeah, so I think, like, if to sum it up, asking for help, helping also others, because others also ask. Talking to people you might not have, like, talked to if it was any other school.
Mm-hmm.
And not feeling the pressure to be perfect. Which is probably not other people's experience, but, like, it's mine, so. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so that was already a bit of advice for, like, a new student. Do you have anything else you'd, like, say to a new student who might be struggling with that?
What?
Struggle with just, like, that feeling that they need to be perfect or that they're going to offend someone with what they're going to say. And I don't know.
I think what helped me, what helped me was just, like, having a group of friends that I, like, know accept me for who I am.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone finds that, but I did. I was very lucky with that. That's my advice. Find your friends. It can be very tough to find friends. Like, it takes time, and it takes patience, because you're not gonna just become. I mean, maybe you will, but, like, usually you don't become best friends with someone overnight.
Yeah.
And so, just, I think great things come to those who wait. Isn't that a quote from somewhere?
Yes. Very good.
And I was very lucky because I also had my support system back home that wasn't maybe so, like, as present as I would want it to be, but it was still present. Like, I knew that I could go back to them, like, if something happens, which nothing happens, but, like, if something did. And I know for sure that, like, even if I mess up, like, my friends are going to forgive me and it's going to be completely fine.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lose them, which is, I think, the most important. Like, I think that's what made me personally feel like I had to be perfect and, like, I had to be somebody that, like, never messes up. But, like, no, I don't have to be that.
Yeah. So I know, as a freshman, I know a lot of people worry about losing the friends that they have back home, especially mm-hmm. when you come to a boarding school mm-hmm. and a place like this where everyone gets so close. What would you say about that? Would you say that it's true that, like, you have to worry about that, or no?
Not at all. I think you actually see your true friends. And if I don't know, like, other people's experience, if it ends up that, like, you are not close to all your friends from middle school or from back home anymore, then, like, they weren't your real friends. Especially if you still try to talk to them. Like, if you're not also keeping contact with them, like, even once a month. Like, I think that's enough. Like, once a month, I don't think that's enough for me. But anyway, I think, like, if you lose them, then they were not, like, your match mm-hmm. to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because for me, I've actually grown so much closer. Which is, it sounds contradictory, but, like, I've grown so much closer to them. And I found the people that I know for sure I'll be friends with for the rest of my life. Because if we can get through 7 hours difference and, like, not seeing each other literally for 2.5 months mm-hmm. every year, then, like, what really can ruin our friendship?
Yeah.
And I still know that, like, if something big happens in their life, they will tell me, and if something big happens in my life, I will tell them. And I still know if I have a problem and I'll text them, they might see it the next day, but, like, they will see it and they'll try to help me as much as they can. So I think for, like, I don't know really how strong your friendship can be in 9th grade, because you're still so tiny. You guys are so small. Like, aww. I remember when I was 14, I was so serious. I was like, I am so grown up, like, I'm such an adult, but, like, I'm a child. Yes. I was tiny. Actually, I wasn't tiny, I'm pretty tall. But, yeah, I think it is this experience that also allows you to, like, understand yourself and change yourself. Like, you're going to change, and that's fine. Your good friends from home are going to understand that, and they're going to love you anyway. And I hope everyone has that experience, because it's great. But if you don't, remember that we here love you and you're amazing. If you're listening to this, I don't know who you are. But if I'm listening to this, I'm like, it's advice for me. I don't know.
Thank you. Yeah. What would you say is harder, being so far away from your friends from home or being so far away from your family?
I think it's different. I have a very, like, personally, I have a very strong bond with my brother and my sister. Most of my brother is so tiny and small and cute. And it genuinely, like, makes me want to cry every time I think about how much I miss him. Because he's such a little ray of sunshine, and he makes my days better. And it just makes me so happy playing with him, because he's so little and he's so innocent and he, like, just wants to play and just wants to enjoy his life. So it's very hard being away from him, because he, like, when, I mean, I think you go through this in middle school too, like, where you come home and there's not really anyone there. It's not like here you, like, have to socialize all the time. You're kind of alone, which is great, personally, I think. And then there's your brother, and you, like, play with him, and he's so tiny, and you can, like, hug him all the time, and he's, like, this little teddy bear toy, and, like, he's obviously not a toy. Like, don't treat your brother as if he's a toy. But he's such a, like, pure little being. And I really, really miss him. Like, watching, and he's so funny. And I have so many videos of him. And, like, just remembering him. Like, I love him so much. I miss him. But, I mean, it's hard in the beginning. It was very, very hard in the beginning with your parents. I don't know if you guys are experiencing, you probably are experiencing this. Like, you're so dependent on them, obviously. Mm-hmm. Also for their opinion, like, oh, wait, something that also, like, going back to, like, 3 questions before about how this community shaped me, it made me more independent from my parents' opinion. Mm. Sorry, mom and dad. But it's very liberating, because they have very strong opinions, but they're also very open-minded. And so it's, like, hard, because I really respect their opinion, but there are a lot of times where I, like, don't agree with them, and it, like, makes them be like, huh? But we're, like, so open and amazing. And I'm like, yes, you are. But that doesn't change my opinion. And having, like, not having to explain myself, like, about what I'm doing has been very great. I don't know. It, like, made me have my own opinions that I am confident in. And made me, like, understand myself more. Because before this, it was, like, a lot of my parents' ideas about what, like, life should be. And now it's, like, my ideas, like, I think. Yeah. So I think, like, in the beginning, I definitely missed them. But, like, with time, you just, like, become more independent. I don't know. And I obviously miss my friends. But once you make friends here, it's, like, you don't miss them as much anymore. Like, you love them and you care for them and you want to know how they are. But it's not, like, excruciating, like, oh, my God, what do I do? Yeah. It's more, like, excruciating with your, like, little brother. And my sister. I love her so much. She's going through puberty right now. So... But she's very entertaining, and I love talking to her, too. Yeah. I need to make this clear, because I've been talking about my brother a lot, and I hope she doesn't feel left out. I love her.
How old are they?
12 and 7. My brother is 7, and my sister is 12. Mm-hmm. And she's extremely smart. Like, I honestly, I look up to her. Like, I'm not going to lie. She's so good at school. She gets all 8s out of 8s. Wow. I know. She has, like, 25. I don't know. They give her money. After, like, she's Whoa. Been first, she started, wait, let me rephrase this. She first started getting good grades, but, and now they pay her for it. And I really, like, I genuinely feel, like, stupider than her sometimes. Actually, all the time. Oh. I wish I was her, but, you know, I love her too. I just don't, like, I don't rely on her as much as I rely on my brother. Because he felt like my son, like, in some ways also, because I was 10 when he was born. Wow. So I got to care for him. I got to, like, put him to bed. And I didn't get that with her because I was 5, so, like, I could barely hold her up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been talking for too
long. I absolutely cannot hear you. Okay, So now that you're wrapping up your time at St. Andrews, which I'm sure is probably pretty sad, what are you thinking about for the future?
Don't die.
That's always a good plan.
Figure it out. I don't know. I'm a live in the moment person. I'm a terrible planner. I just don't do it. It's so hard. Because I won't know what to say, so I'll be, like, beating around the bush, and mm-hmm. then I'll, like, know what I'm saying, and then it'll take, like, 10 minutes to answer one question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would not be good at this.
I want to hear yours when you're
I will send it to you.
Oh, my God, please. Or I think I'll be able to, like, access it on archive, but I'm going to be, like, how old will I be? 22? I don't know if I'll remember, but, like, send it to me.
Yeah, I'll just text you out of nowhere and, like, hope that you don't have a new number. Or, like,
I think I'm going to keep my number. I like it. Yeah, so I'll keep it so you can text me with your
And just be like, hey, remember this?
Yeah. But, like, now I do.
And if there's a freshman when I'm a senior named Donna, like, I'm becoming best friends with them. Like, I don't even care if they're, like, not a great person. I mean, they are because they're coming here because they're literally a great person.
Yeah. But that's so cute.
I am friending that person.
Oh, this is so adorable. I found my new brother. What am I doing in the future? Well, I'm going to university. I like studying. Like, I like listening to teachers explain mm-hmm. And learning new things, especially if they're interesting. Sorry, obviously. Everyone does. Duh. But I just hope I'm going to get into, like, college. I'm not going to lie. That's, like, my future right now. I just get into college.
That's going to be me.
Getting into college. That's great. Okay.
Yeah, what are your plans for after college?
Well, my goal is to, like, my job, have a family, and live in a house with huge windows so I can see the nature. That's my goal. It's not very specific, but that'd be nice if I had that. Honestly, that's like all I want. I just want to enjoy my job and be proud of the work that I do and have like my family, like I have a family. And like obviously also, of course, keep in touch with my friends. Hopefully we're friends in 10 years, or 20 or 50 years. Because they're amazing people and I don't want to lose them. So that's my plan. Not lose my St. Andrews friends. Get into college. Get a job I like. Get a family? ? I don't know. The end. Be friends with Anna in 20 years. Yes. Still.
That's my goal.
That's your... I think you're amazing and you're going to have such a great journey at St. Andrews. And I really hope it shapes you to be even, I don't know how to say this grammatically correct, to be even more of an amazing person than you already are. And I really, really hope you're happy here. Like, I genuinely hope this place brings you joy. At least once every day.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
And honestly, meeting you has been so great. JV Volleyball was such a squad. You were so sweet, and I don't know, you just made me feel welcome, and it was pretty cool to be friends with a senior after a few days. That was unexpected. Yeah, but I know that you're gonna do great wherever you go in life. I know you're gonna get into college, don't worry. It'll happen. I hope life is everything you want it to be, because you deserve it.
Thank you so much.